The students at Maitland Christian School have banded together to gather thousands of litres of water, and it's going on a truck and it's heading to where it's needed most, to the land where they are struggling so much with drought. In fact, we're going to talk in a moment to someone who has been working really hard in one of the communities where the water's going to. But first, let's go to Tyler Dean Brinkley at Maitland Christian School. Tell me how this all came about.
So one of our head teachers, Miss Sculthorpe, she was from Dingra, so in the country, and her heart went out to the farming community. And she came across the charity, the Little Juddies, the local charity. So she organised our school to take action to try and bring in 5,000 litres of water. And on the day, we brought in like over 5,500, so we smashed what we were trying to get to.
How did you bring it in?
So we basically bought out all of Aldi and all of Woolworths. They had like 10-litre bottles, 10-litre containers full of water.
Right, yes.
So like, I think we sold
So out. Drinking water?
Yes, for drinking, and then also like for cattle, I believe, as well.
Wow, okay. How did all that water look once it was amassed at school?
It was a lot sitting in the office, and then when we brought it out to the grass, like, it was just like so many. It was so great to see the community come together, the community of the school, there was so much there.
Do you think seeing all that water that was collected made your fellow students appreciate just how big a problem it is not having water?
Well, I hope so, at least, because, like, for us, we take it for granted, but just seeing that much water there, just to see, like, that's how much we're sending over. It made a big impact on me, at least, and I hopefully do with the other kids as well.
Well, congratulations. That's quite an achievement. Any idea how much was spent? I hope that those supermarkets enjoyed that they got all that money and hopefully gave you some good deals on the bottled water you were buying.
Yes, I hope so. I think we raised a fair bit of money from it. We also did a gold coin donation as well, but just for the water, there was a fair amount of money spent, which is good to get as much water as we could, yeah.
That's wonderful. An interesting take on how to help people in drought. That's Tyler Dean Brinkley, who's at Maitland Christian School, and the kids collecting all that water. And where is it going to go? Well, a number of places, but we understand Barradine might be one of the recipients. Since July last year, the Country Women's Association of New South Wales has distributed more than $14 million in drought relief grants to farming families in need across our state, but says without an immediate injection of funds, all this help will stop before the end of the year. In fact, probably in 4 to 5 weeks' time. There is just over a month's worth of grants remaining, and the CWA is asking the federal government to come to the tune of $10 million. One of the organisation's programs is the Barradine Food Pantry, and Nia Worrell has been there again today. Nia, hello.
Hello, Fiona. How are you?
Oh, it's good to catch up with you. I'm very well, thank you. How are you coping?
Oh, just hanging in.
All right.
We're hanging in, yeah.
Let's
waiting for this rain that's supposed to be coming.
Oh, I hope.
Yeah.
Now, just to recap, you started, was it July last year, and you thought it'd be going for a couple of months?
Yes. And we thought it'd go for a few weeks or a month or maybe 6 weeks, and we're still at it. Oh, people are wonderful, Fiona. I had a lovely response, wonderful response from the last talk with you on the radio, and just great. And my daughter, who does her Facebook page, rang me last night and said that about the school at Maitland gathering up all this water, and just wonderful. I haven't had time to go on today to find out about it, so I don't know much about it. You'd know more about it than me.
Look, I just think it's wonderful what you do. Do you provide bottled water to people?
Yes, we do. Yes, a lot of people's water, their tanks are no good or smelly and dirty and everything, yeah. And so a lot of bottled water goes out, 10 litres and bottles and things, yes. We have some sick people that are having chemo and stuff and have to have good water, and they've only got tank water at home out on a property, you know, that's a bit full of dust. We've had some horrendous dust storms that we don't get. You know, we're talking about Broken Hill Cobar dust storms here in Barradine. And it's just dreadful. Everyone's water is filthy, their roofs are filthy and everything. So, you know, we've had a few people that have having chemo and stuff that have to have good water, so they come in and get bottles. Fiona, my numbers are going up every day. I picked up two people today, two more families today, just up the street. Someone come up to me and talk to me, and are you the lady that's running the drought pantry? Yes. Oh, well, I know about so-and-so, and we're such-and-such, and people have been holding out with a little bit they had, and now they're desperate. We don't need CWA money by December. We needed it yesterday, Fiona, yesterday.
And, of course, you also are losing money because the hall is so busy being this centre for the That's community right. that you can't rent it out for all the other things.
Parties and things we do, yeah. We're doing catering for funerals and parties and things, and we're going to the club or the hotel or somewhere, you know, but our little hall is a beautiful hall, and it's hired out for a lot of children's parties because we've got a done-in backyard, you know, that's safe, and a lot of people who want to have wakes instead of going to a club or something, and parties and little reception weddings, small weddings. It's a lovely place. We've got a lovely kitchen and everything all in it. It's a very nice hall. We work hard to keep it nice and everything, so it's just chock-a-block full of food, which is just keeps coming and coming and coming. It's just, people are wonderful.
And, of course, you have to put that as the priority because your community needs that most at the moment.
Yes. Yeah. I'm up to 145 families now since I was talking to you. Yeah, it's just one man came this week, and now I've had two more today up the street spoke to me, yes.
Nia, I understand too that the interest in the Barradine food pantry is far beyond this little radio program. Didn't you have a film crew from Germany?
We did. We're just world-renowned. Fiona, you're lucky to be talking to me. I'm so popular. It's the popularity I don't want, Fiona. I wish I didn't have to do it.
So what happened? Did they hear about the work you were doing?
Well, we had a photographer and a reporter over last year sometime, or early this year, I don't know when, and they went back and did a thing in the paper, and this lot picked them up. They're four lovely young men, and they're really lovely, and they come flew up to Dubbo Week. They're out at Cobar and Narromine and Dubbo and on to Coonabarabra and out to us, and just lucky, or well, not lucky, but that day my husband and our boys were loading young stock that were going to market that wouldn't normally be going to market. So I told them that when they got to the pantry, and they said, oh, yes, that'd be a good story. So we did a little bit at the pantry, and we had a few farmers in, so they interviewed them and talked to them. And then we raced out to the farm and saw the cattle being loaded, and they interviewed the boys, and they put a drone up to take the dreadful drought-stricken paddocks and come back in. And one of the ladies at the pantry had made us a plate full of sandwiches, and they just thought it was lovely. And nice people. They're... it will be on prime time, like our ABC, they said it is, over there, their prime TV station. When they get it done, they're going to send us a link.
Oh, fantastic, because you might get some support from, financial support from Germany.
Yes, we might. And apparently Australian news is very popular in Germany.
Okay, good to know. Nia, I better let you get back to your very busy life that I'm interrupting this afternoon.
Yeah. Thank you, Fiona, and thank you, everyone. And we still need your help. And please, you know, get onto your government member and get them to give the farmers some cash and some help like yesterday.
Yesterday. All right, Nia. Lovely to catch up.
Thank you, Fiona. Bye.
Nia Worrell there from Barradine CWA and the person who puts together this Barradine food pantry, helping 145 families.